Blog Talk Radio. Matthew chapter 5 verses 17 through 19. I ask that our Father in heaven give us complete understanding what has been read, and that you are to follow those instructions. If your preacher is telling you not to follow the laws of God, you should. Don't listen to what man says. Buy a Bible for yourself and read it for yourself. You will find out, just as I have. For instance, I disagreed with Paul, who wrote, I don't agree with everything he has written. For instance, Matthew 5:17, he's not here to destroy the law. But in, if you read Timothy, it's 2:12 and 4:4. Let me turn it here and just refresh your memory as well as mine to the things that he has told Timothy. Excuse me. While I'm looking for Timothy, I want you to also look too. Here it is. Let me read this to you. Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 and, well, verses 11 and 12. It says, let the woman learn in silence with all subjugation, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp, that is, to take orders or take authority over a man, but to sit in silence. God did not say that. Paul said, but I suffer not a woman to teach nor usurp or take authority over a man. That is not what God has said. He did not. He told me what to do. I would not be doing what I am doing if God had not told me. Also, in chapter 4, it says, for every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. That's not true. And that's what he is saying. That when I say he, that's what Paul is saying. Now, I know that the Bible says, touch not God's anointed. And I am, if I am wrongfully saying what something against Paul, but I just don't believe in everything Paul has said. And you may, because you, to me, if you're stupid enough to not obey the laws and that God has given his prophets to tell you all, then you are just plain old stupid. And I know that you're not, because I went to some of you when I was in school many years ago to me that you were not stupid. Now, Sabbath is observed starting on Friday evening, and it ends on Saturday evening. And that's when you are to observe churches. There are a few different churches that keep the Sabbath. And then, for instance, there's the House of Jacob on Hamilton Avenue in Detroit at 16145 Avenue in Highland Park. There is another church, the one that I used to belong to, Burns Seventh-day Adventist Church at 10125 East Warren. Also, there is, well, I should say, I have a few other churches I can tell you. There's Hope Community Church 14. And then there's another one in Encounter God, SDA Church, at 18801 Joseph Combo. And then I will tell you that City Temple Seventh-day Adventist Church is at 8816 Grand River, Detroit, Michigan. So those are just a few churches that I've given you that you can attend on Saturday, like Jesus told you. We are no longer the rule of Constantine. He is the one that changed, Pope Constantine changed the laws from Saturday to Sunday. And why do you want to honor what a man has told you to do? You should not. You should honor God's laws. Our Father's law is obeying the Sabbath day. And you can find in Leviticus chapter 23, you can find what I am going to tell you. Passover. The Passover this year is March the 30th. And the Feast of Unleavened Bread followers, that is March the 31st through April the 6th. Then, after that, you are to follow the Day of Pentecost. That's on May the 20th of this year. Then there is the Feast of Trumpets, and that will be on September the 10th. On September the 19th is the Day of Atonement. On the 30th through the 30th is the Feast of Tabernacles. And then October the 1st is the Last Great Days. Do you follow those holidays? Those are or feasts. Those are the feasts of the Lord. You should know them. I'm trying to teach you as well as learn them for myself. I should know them. Now let's get to our reading for today. And I have been reading for you in the book of Genesis. If you hold on for a moment, let me find, I will find. There's some things that I jotted down that I want you all to remember, because I wanted to find out about what fruit did they eat off of. Now, I'm saying they, I'm talking about Adam and Eve. And then I want you to know that they were made from the ground. From the ground, you tell me, the dust of the ground is brown or black. You will not find any white ground. So I'm telling you, we are in Jesus' image. We were made in his image and likeness. We are all black folks. I don't know where the white folks came from, except for maybe like they were made by the Anunnaki or the Anunnaki. And you spell that A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. And they were scientists who created a slave race. But that slave race couldn't handle it. And so they searched out someone who did. They could. And they somehow, by us ignoring just as we are doing this day, some of you are ignoring God's laws. But I am not, and I hope to be in heaven. I hope to see us all there. Father does not want one soul to be lost to the devil. In fact, he said that somewhere I've read, he has not lost any soul except for one. And that is Satan. I think that's what it said. So I want you to know that, the Anunnaki, and I want you to know that the ground is, we were dust of the ground. That's what we were made from. I don't know where these other people come from. I know that we were ruling, we were, and that's why we became slaves. And there are no person in the Bible but us black folks who have been, like in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68, where we were bondmen and bondwomen, we were like slaves. No other people but us, the black people, have been slaves. I want you to know that. And what else do I want you to know? In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, God made male and female. He created them in his own image. He blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply the whole earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth. And, well, those are some of the things that I want you to remember. Now, let me go to Genesis chapter 4 and read. And I really want you to read Genesis chapter 5, but I will get into it because I want you to know. I've read this to you saints before, but I will read it again. I want to read it because I was curious about what fruit did the Bible say Adam and Eve ate of. And I am not finding, most people would tell you an apple. I have not found it. I don't know what fruit. Do you? Do you know what fruit? I need you to get on the air and call me. I don't want, unless you have, you know, what fruit. I don't normally take phone calls, but I will if you have that answer. What fruit is he talking about? Let me read to you chapter 4, and hopefully I will see this writing a little better tonight. I've gotten myself a new light bulb. Let's go read, starting at Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a male child from a man child from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was the keeper of the sheep, and Cain was ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock of the thereof. And the Lord respected unto Abel and his offering. And Cain also, his offering, he had not respected. And Cain was very wroth. That means that he got angry. And his countenance fell. That is, his facial expression changed. He didn't like it. He didn't like what done. And God went on to tell them, him, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee sin unto thee shall be his desire, that is sin's desire, and thou shalt rule over him. He's supposed to rule over sin, but he is not going to rule over sin. This next verse will tell you reason why. And it says, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, that was the first line of the Bible. He said he did not know. He said, I know not. He said, am I my brother's keeper? He told a lie. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother, blood, crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And thou tillest, when thou tillest the ground, and tillest, that means to farm the ground or to till the ground. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto her unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond, that's like a traveler, like a hobo. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest they find him, should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east coast of Eden. Where did he live? Where did he go to live? In the land of, he's very smart. Let's see. You're listening too. He went into the land of Nod. And where? You're right. He did go to the east of Eden. And came to his wife and conceived, and she bare Enoch. And he built a city and called his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Arad. And Arad begot Mahujael. And if I am mispronouncing these names, forgive me. God will forgive me, I hope. And Mahujael begot Mahujael. And Mahujael begot Lemuel. And Lemuel begot unto him two wives. And the name of one was Ada, and the name of the other, Zilla. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of much of such as dwelling in the tents, and of brothers name was Jabal, and he was the father of all such handle the harp in the organ. And Zillah also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And his sister, Tubal-Cain, was Nehemiah. That's Nehemiah. N-A-A-M-A-H. Nehemiah. And Levi said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken means to listen to my speech, for I have slain a man in my wounding, and a young man, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and she named and called his name Seth, for God said, she has anointed me another seed instead of Abel. To him there was born a son, and he shall be named Enoch, and begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I hope you understood chapter 5 of chapter 4. I have read it. And I want you all to read next week chapter 5, because it is talking about the genealogy of Adam. And nowhere in this book does he mention Esau, but it does mention Jacob. That's what I want you sheep to understand. Nowhere in the Bible have I read that Esau was from Adam. He was not from Adam. You can read Luke chapter 3, verses 22 through, I think, 38, and they give the list. It mentions Adam, but not Esau. And that's why, one of the reasons why I'm going back over the Bible, because I didn't understand. I need to say everything. I hope I will say everything before our Father from heaven comes down, because he told me to feed his sheep. And I feed his sheep at the best of my ability. Now, I want you to turn to Job 28, and we will start reading from there. And I only have 14 minutes. Job 28, verse 1. Surely there is a vine in for the silver. A vine is like a mine for the silver, gold, where they can find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness and stretches out all the in the stone of darkness and the shadow of death. Now, I need to understand, where did he get these lights? Where did he get lights from? Because I'm reading and trying to understand. And I want you sheep to go with this for yourselves. and agree to and understand it. That is Job chapter 28. It says, again, verse 3, and he setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfections, the shadow of death. Verse number 4, the flood taketh out. Let me see. And I'm going to read that again. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up. They have gone away from men. And when he's talking about, remember that Gilgamesh has from Ethiopia. From Mesopotamia. I learned this way back in school. And it's Gilgamesh, if you want, you can look it up. It's spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-A. He wrote about the flood maybe 4,000 years before Genesis. So hopefully he didn't copycat from Gilgamesh. That's one of the things I learned. Excuse me, Saint. I had to burp. I thought about people called the Visigoths. That's V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S. Now, they sacked the Romans. And I'm thinking that Israel, from Israel, that's why they were over in England, ruling England for about over 100 years, and they had to go back home to Rome. And, I'm just thinking that. And Rome is still in power. That's what I'm trying to say, and I want you to understand what I understand. So you can look that up for yourself, and then I am in verse 5. I'm going to read for reading. I want to read all of this to you tonight before I go off the air, and hopefully I will. I got 10 minutes to do so. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphire, and it has dust of gold. There is a path file knoweth, in which the vulture's eyes have not seen. The lion whelps, and that's the young lion. They are cubs, a whelp is a cub, have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He put forth his hand upon the rock and overturned by the roots. He cut out rivers among the rocks, and his eyes see every precious thing. He blinded the flood. He blinded the flood from overflowing, and the things that is he blinded, he forth to light. Let me read that again. He blinded the flood from overflowing, and the thing that is his bringeth he forth to light. But verse number 12, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the place thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The deaf said, "It is not in me." And the she said, "It is not in me." When he is saying that, it's like something way down deep is saying that it is not in me. And then the river, not the river, but the water is saying that it's not found in it. The sea is saying that it's not found in me. And see, what it is that he's looking over. I think I skipped over it. I read verse 12. Let me read it again. It says, "But where shall wisdom be found? And where shall the place of understanding be?" But where is the place of understanding? "Man knoweth not the place thereof, the land of the living." The deaf said, "It is not found in me." And the sea said, "It is not found in me." It cannot be found, for it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall ever be weighed for the price thereof. And that is, they're talking about, where can wisdom and understanding be found? It cannot be found with gold of Ophir, where Solomon used to get his precious gold and his precious onyx, such as sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it cannot be for jewels of fine sapphire, nor mention be made of coal, or no mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies, and the topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom, and whence is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, close from the fowls of the air, and destruction of death says, "We have heard of the fame thereof with our ears, and understanding the way thereof. And he knoweth the place thereof, for he leadeth, for he looketh to the end of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven." Let me read verse 24 again. "For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole earth, to make under the whole heavens, to make the weight of the wind, he weigheth the waters by measure. When he made and decreed for the rain and the way for the lightning of the thunder, when did he see it perished? Yea, he stretched it out, and unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, it is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." I finished reading chapter 28 for your hearing. I pray that our Father in heaven will give you understanding of what has been read to you. And I am going to closing prayer, and I wish that I want you all next week to read Genesis chapter 5, and that will be about Adam's genealogy, as well as I want you to read Job chapter 29. That's what I want you to read for next week. Our Father in heaven, thank you for listening to our program, and I hope you will provide others for us and all night from evil that can be brought upon us by Satan and his cohorts or his hate. Thank you for your protection from Satan, as always, keeping us safe from Satan and his evil. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer, as well as I, he is well known for your hearing. In Jesus' name, when I began the program, I did say it, but I did not end the prayer in Jesus' name, in Yeshua's name. Father, thank you for everything. Next week, if I will be back to speak to y'all, if our Father lets me. Where? In James chapter 4.
Father,
yes, King, it is God's will. I'll
help
be
your
back
children.
Next week. Remember, God loves
you. Don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus
is
love.
Down.
And I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he